Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Nearly 3,500 years ago, God carried his people out of bondage in Egypt. What should have been a 10 to 11 day journey on foot turned into a 40 year journey by foot. God desired that they take possession of the land he had promised their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where the fledgling nation would prosper. Before entry, the children of Israel believed they could not oust the land's inhabitants. See, the inhabitants were giants. God told them they would conquer, but their lack of belief in God's promise caused them to wander 40 years in the wilderness. When the unbelieving generation died, Joshua, who believed God would allow the people to oust the giants, directed the people to the promised land. After 40 years, there was finally forward motion with progress. While there are many lessons to learn from the children of Israel's wandering, one that we often overlook is, forward motion is not always progress. Have you ever had a day where you were extremely busy but had nothing to show for it at the end of the day? We all have days like this, but if we constantly have days of motion with no progress, something is fundamentally wrong. Maybe you have had a season of forward motion with no progress. Maybe, like the children of Israel, you have had a 40-year season of forward motion and no progress. We must learn some self-correcting steps to enjoy forward motion that produces progress. First, there can never be forward motion with meaningful spiritual progress unless we know Christ in the free pardon of sin. He is our atonement. If you have never asked Christ to be the Lord and Savior of your life, I pray that today is that glad day of salvation. Romans 10 verse 9 says that if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Second, be a person who writes down goals. You might say, I have goals but never accomplish them. Well, do you write down your goals? Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 states that when there is no vision, people perish. Habakkuk 2 verses 2 and 3 reminds us that we must write down our vision. Make it plain on paper so that we may perform it. It will not delay. Often the biggest giant we face, not having set goals. Writing down our goals is a way to avoid forward motion without progress. Here are but 2 points that can help everyone with progressive forward motion. From the biblical account, let us learn about 40 years of movement without progress. May we be a people of much positive movement with even more positive progress. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.